Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. This is a podcast about helping you reach high performance in your life, in every area of your life. It's about staying more motivated, more confident, more disciplined, and on purpose. You know, the high performance experience is really about feeling more vibrant, more connected, more excellent, more fulfilled in your life. But it's also challenging you, because you and I both know it's difficult to reach those levels of high performance without support, without ongoing commitment and dedication to your own personal development. So welcome to our HPX community. Thank you for joining us here on The Brendan Show. I'm super pumped for today's episode. Before we begin, I want to let you know that we have specials right now on our HPX nutrition line. If you didn't know it, I rolled out three specific products to help you with your performance. These are three specific supplements that will really give you the edge. Now, don't worry, I'm not starting an MLM or a downline. I'm not asking you to promote any of my products. And frankly, just like you, there's a lot of different companies and a lot of different products that I love and I enjoy and I'm not trying to compete with. It was specifically, I could not find three world-class supplements that specifically helped me in these areas. So we've got HPX Optimize, which is a mental focus and energy product for your brain health. Then we've got Essentials, which is a functional multivitamin, which we've basically enhanced for longevity, for joint health, and for vitality and digestion. But what we did, instead of like making a multivitamin where they sprinkled a million different things in there that actually have no effect, you know, we put in dosages here that you'll be amazed by. And then finally, we've got HPX Organic Boost, which is the energy drink mix that I take because it's 100% organic. It's actually delicious too, I have to tell you that. So go check it out, hpxwellness.com. Everything you need to know is right there. And if you've ever wanted to know how to reach the high performance experience in terms of your biology and physiology, these products can really support you. Go to hpxwellness.com. And without further ado, on to today's episode.
Focus on systemizing, then perfecting. This is especially for those who keep waiting to automate things until you think it's perfect. So let's jump in. How do we do it? Number one, this is a simple rule for your career and business. Allow 1 year for patchwork, then pay for the right systems. A lot of you still don't have the systems that are necessary for you to really be excellent at what you're doing. And so you're hodgepodging cheap patchwork systems, hoping that one day you break through, and now it's you can hire that team, and now you can pay for the perfect system, and now, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting. So you're never optimizing, and because you're never optimizing, you're never scaling. And because you're never scaling, you're never getting the right systems, and you're thinking it all backwards. You need to get the right systems and optimization going now, not 5 years from now when everything is perfect. It's unbelievable to me. I meet so many entrepreneurs, you know, even here in my hometown. Like when I go around, I meet entrepreneurs and they're still doing things that should have been automated years ago. And I said, did you know you should automate that years ago? They go, yeah. I go, why haven't you done it? Well, I don't know. I guess, you know, I got used to doing it, or it's easy this way, or whatever. And it's like, man, you're killing yourself. A lot of you guys are working harder than you need to because you didn't systemize yet. You didn't systemize your processes. You didn't document. You didn't automate. You didn't pay an extra couple hundred bucks for a system that does everything. And by the way, I don't say that flippantly. I was that way. When I started, I mean, I had all these cheap systems together. But look, you can't attain the scale that I've attained, not in this space, not serving this many millions of people per year. It's impossible without investing in the systems. You know, most of you know I just use Kajabi for most of my work now. So if you bought anything from me in the last 8 years, you bought it through Kajabi, more or less. And that system, at the time when I first got it, was more expensive than I could afford it. When I used other system, email marketing systems or, you know, CRMs or whatever, they were always more expensive than I could afford. They were always. I always went, I'm like, okay, that system's another $300 per year. And I'm like, but will it get me there? Am I really committed to this path? Like, systems matter. It's just like, a lot of guys know that all the volunteering I do, whether it's a Junior Achievement or a Kiwanis or YMCA, and we're doing some YMCA stuff here locally a couple months ago. Little kid learning to play tennis, right? And I'm talking with this kid's mom, and I was commenting, I was like, this kid is geared up. I mean, the kid had like the shoes and, you know, the cool headband and like this racket that was like, you know, this fancy like gear for this little kid. And I said, you know, you really geared up this kid. And she goes, oh yeah. She said, I take this seriously. I said, why? She says, because this is his dream. And when it's a dream, you get the right equipment. And I was like, dang. And he's like this big. He ain't even ready to play in the big leagues yet. But mom was gearing him up because if it's important to your dream, you get the right equipment. How does that apply to your career?
I mean, I think about this. I'm like, what we're doing here. You know, this camera, when I bought this camera, I was like, it's just expensive. You know, it's like, ugh, I can afford it. I'm not saying do anything stupid and irresponsible financially. But I'm also saying don't be a cheapskate. You follow? Don't be cheap at what matters. Never be cheap at what matters. Write it down. Never be cheap at what matters. I was like, camera, this is how millions of people are going to see me. And I was like, yeah, I can do it on this cheaper thing, which I wanted to do because I'm from Montana. I'm so cheap. You have no idea. I'm like, I want to be cheap at this. I'm like, but you ask my team, I'm not cheap about that which matters ever. I'm like, get it, spend it, let's go. And I'll figure out a way to increase revenue to get what's right for scaling the systems or the business. This camera, which is like, I think at the time, it's like a Canon C100 or Canon C300, one of those, yeah. When I got this camera, it was like brand new. It was a couple $1,000s. It's like, woof, wow, you know, but I had to upgrade, you know, and if it's like, you have to allow yourself to do that. I know you know this, but here's your habit that high performers are doing. They are constantly looking around and optimizing their systems, constantly. I mean, I can't tell you how many even described the pain and the struggle of that process, and they hated it, and they attributed their success to it. They are upgrading and optimizing systems. So here's what I say. I say, I'll allow any entrepreneur or any newbie to work with, you know, crappy systems and tools for a while. But if it goes beyond a year, that's you being cheap and ineffective, not you caring about what really matters. I know that's hard to say. I wish somebody told me that years ago. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created three specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com. Next up, you need to automate as much as humanly possible. What have you not automated with either system, like literally systems, technology, or with team, right? You need to automate processes with your team. I'll give you an example. There's all these things that used to happen when I would shoot a video and, you know, how random it was about where that video ended up, when that video ended up online, what happened with that video, what tracking with that video. And now we start documenting all that stuff. We start figuring out who owns what and everything. And now it's easier for me as the owner of the business to show up, do my best stuff, and leave. That took me years to get to at the level that I was comfortable and happy with and effective. So I wish I'd started that earlier. I really do. And I wish that you will find that too. What do you need to automate? What are you doing on a consistent basis that you need to make it easy? And here's the thing, hire. Every high performer talks about that blessed day when they had their first great hire. They all talk about their crappy hires. Everyone's had a crappy hire. But they talk about that one or that two or those three great hires that that person took so much off their shoulders that they could focus on their unique abilities to add value and generate revenue. Have you done that yet? Or are you still waiting to hire the friggin' assistant? I mean, I can't tell you how many people wait years to get any help, and it's just up here. Many of you already have team. Figure out who's the next great hire to help that team optimize and automate. That's that person's role. Maybe that's a new CEO who you don't have. Maybe that's a new project planner. Maybe that's somebody who can look across what everybody else is doing and optimize the living daylights out of that thing and do that soon because you'll start to win faster. Number three, go back and perfect every week. Look, notice this. Focus on systemizing, then perfecting. This is what people do. They're trying to get the process right, then assign it, then document it, then roll it out to the world. In other words, they become what I call corporatized. They spend 6 months thinking through it, documenting it, putting it in binders, and then say, we're gonna roll it out. No, roll it out. Go beta, be Silicon Valley, get it into the field. You don't wait to have it perfect. If you don't release it, you can't perfect it. Until it is released and it's out there in the world, you can't get it better. Same thing in optimization or systemization. Automate things first, and you know what? If it's a disaster, it's a disaster. I'll give you an example from my business. I like automate a lot of our marketing. So, you know, someone gives me their name and email, we take them through what we call OVO, you know, opt-in, value, offers, value, 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 offer, value, 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 offer, value, value, offer, right? And that goes on for weeks or years. And I set up that system, you know, the first time, wrote all those emails, automated them through autoresponders, through the CRM we had at the time, and I got it up. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't great. There's plenty of typos. Some images didn't work, whatever. Like, it was not perfect, right? I obsessed about the details to the point that I could, but I knew I had to go. You know what I'm saying? Yes, obsess about the details, but launch. Don't perfect, launch. So I got it all in there. And then once I got it all in there, I go back and I revisit. Is it working? Is it doing well? And I beat it up. And I beat it up, and I beat it up, and I beat it up. And every single week, I go back and I review the major things that move the needle in my business. Sometimes that week, that means launch numbers. It means promotion numbers. It means sales numbers. Sometimes in that week, it means what has been prepared or created that week. But it's like, do the thing. And then see, did we do the thing well, and can we keep iterating and keep innovating? And I know you know that, but I bet if I showed up in your life and we looked at some things, we might look and go, I'm like, wow, that's an old dog. When is the last time you fixed on that thing? And you're like, oh, you know, I haven't looked at that in a year. And I'm like, you haven't looked at that thing in the year? That's your process for making revenue. Or we'll sit down and say, well, the systems, well, I've just had it for 2 years, but I haven't really thought about it. I'm like, if you're not thinking about the major systems that are driving your business growth, if you're not thinking about the processes that you're managing, again, you're still at the hobbyist level. And to go from hobbyist to high performer is luckily this straightforward. It's just that, remember, common sense is not always common practice. So to go from hobby to high performer, what would you need to do? Automate, systemize, optimize, get into play. That's a big question for you, and I hope that you will listen and that you will put it into play. All right, hey, it's Brandon. I hope you enjoyed that episode, and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brandon Show, and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also, while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone, because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting, and finally my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything of my podcast community ever, but I really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month, and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember, every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions, or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven in what you do because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community. .com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design. It's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, It's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.